Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Desert Ops call on Thursday, 26th of July, 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Jim Galvin, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and Jörg Schweiger. From staff, we have myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we have apologies from Mark Costas, Julie Headland, Bart Buswinkle, and Patrick Jones. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie. Welcome all. We have a really sparse agenda. I think we're going to just work on the puzzler of what to do next today. And if we get done with that in like 5 or 10 minutes, we'll just call it a day. I can't think of anything else to talk about. I think the thing to do is probably just pick up the conversation where we sort of left off last Thursday. And so I've got the little document that I was working on the screen in front of you. And Jim, I really apologize. You know, I had your option in my head, and then this switch to the new computer just made me brain dead. So please don't attribute this to any sinister motive on my part. It was just a complete screw up. But I think we do need to sort of hammer this one a bit today and see, you know, see where we come out, because clearly those are really different choices, and we at a minimum need to figure out how to make that choice. So if anybody wants to chime in at this point.
Well, I guess the question that I have, and even listening to some of the discussion on Thursday, I mean, I think we need to continue the discussion. Give, and I'm sorry, I guess I should say I'm Jim Galvin for the transcript. I wanted to put on the table, when I jumped in on Thursday to put on the table option three about, you know, declare success, I had started the meeting and listening to the discussion thinking that it really was just an extension of option two, that in fact is kind of what was meant by that. And then I realized that, no, it's not clear to me what we really meant by the take a breather and work for clarity and balance and wait for the board to do something. I think that when I realized that option two was about DSSA continuing and that it was not, in fact, this, you know, declare success and be done, and that's when I wanted to put it on the table. It feels awkward to me for any working group to just kind of step back and wait to make a scope adjustment so it can continue working. You know, and I think that's why originally I had raised the question amongst, you know, those that I'd had an opportunity to speak with. I had raised the question of, you know, maybe we should really just declare success here at this point and allow for a new working group to be scoped out more precisely. And that also gives us the benefit of, being able to, what's the word I want here, reconstitute, you know, who the working group participants are. I mean, I feel a little bit like actually doing the risk work and diving in. I'm not convinced at the moment that we have the right people on the working group to do that. Now, certainly there are a variety of ways in which we could reconstitute the group in order to continue the work. But again, I feel a little bit like I'm repeating myself, so I'll try to keep this a little short here. I just think that the landscape is so different now than it was 2 years ago that in terms of process, it makes the most sense for, you know, take a step back to be, you know, let's finish all of this stuff that we laid out here and be done, really. Just declare success with the fact that we have done what we've done in laying out this framework. I think that we've succeeded in doing something, you know, fairly significant. And then give the board a chance. Leave as a recommendation that they should dive in and do these analyses. But, you know, let the board dig in and figure out what it really wants to do, how it wants to manage this stuff. And, you know, then if it agrees that the analysis should be done, you know, I think that we already have a really good process for kicking off a new group and getting the right people who are prepared to do that analysis. I submit to this group, too, that it would not be unreasonable for ICANN to consider paying a consultant to actually do the analysis rather than trying to find a group of volunteers to make it happen. You know, now that we've laid out sort of the process for what needs to happen and how to do it, and it could be that that's a possibility. I'm not sure I would go down that path, but I just put it on the table for completeness. Anyway, I'll step back at this point. I feel a little bit like I'm repeating myself, so thank you.
Just as a comment, whenever Jim Galvin is sticking to a point over several meetings and repeating himself, I tend to think that it's pretty important, because I remember the last time he did this, and that was where we were working on the range of impact kind of discussion. So I wouldn't worry a whole lot about repeating yourself, Jim. Just keep repeating away, because you don't do that often, and when you do, it's usually pretty core. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier here. I'm sorry I should have been able to speak during the last call. Unfortunately, I was cut and never called back, so I wasn't able to follow up on what Jim had said, and so I'll pretty much try and do so now during this call. I understand what Jim is saying, and I understand there is certainly a big question mark at the moment as to where we are going if we have done some work and now it's being picked up by another group. I have a couple of concerns. The first one is the way in which the board is currently handling the situation, and in starting something which is a top-down thing rather than a bottom-up thing. In other words, the DSSA working group has started working on a bottom-up process that would have a look at the DNS and basically, looking at the actual objectives and goals which are in our charter. The objectives, there were three of them, and it said we will be soliciting expert input and advice and report to the respective participating SOs and ACs on the actual level, frequency, and severity of threats to the DNS, the current efforts and activities to mitigate these threats to the DNS, and the gaps in which the current security response security response to DNS issues. And I look at this as reporting to the respective participating SOs and ACs. It is not reporting to the board. So the board has now started a process, which is a top-down process, that effectively reinvents part of the stuff that we have been working on for 2 years by doing the typical ICANN thing of using an external consultant that they will choose one way or other and probably end up with some, and I'm sorry if I'm negative on this, but the latest top-down work which ICANN has brought forward to the community, which is digital archery, was a complete shambles, a joke. And I have absolutely no confidence that the board will, with ICANN staff, find something that will, at the moment, that will rival the amount of work and the quality of the work that this working group has done so far. Now, that said, I'm waiting to be convinced, and I'm happy to see where this goes. But I'm very concerned that this working group here that has done a serious amount of work that will be responding to SOs and ACs, and that will really come out with the bare reality of things, is now being superseded by a board process that involves staff, that involves external consultants, that is obviously very politically inclined as well, and that doesn't seem to have much of a bottom-up into it at all. This is why I'm concerned. And when Jim says, you know, we should basically say what are our successes and finish our work, I, at the moment, see that we have developed a process by which conducting analysis, but I don't see any soliciting of expert input so far, and I don't see any reporting on the actual level, frequency, and severity of threats to the DNS. I don't see the current efforts and activities to mitigate these threats to the DNS being known, and I don't see the gaps in the current security response to DNS issues being known. What I do see is a board that is about to pick up on this, and I have no idea whether this will be performed correctly or not. And I'm very disappointed, should I say, that an external consultant would be solicited whilst we have a committee that has all of the knowledge and probably better knowledge than any consultant that would be paid externally. Right, that's it for the time being. Thanks for listening to my rant.
It's a great rant. I love those rants. I'm juggling a few too many plates, but Jörg, go ahead. I see that your hand is raised. Go.
Okay, thanks, Michael, Jörg, for the transcript. I'm kind of dragged to both sides, so Olivier's side and Jim Galvin's side. I think that we came up with a substantial amount of work, but this work is more or less process-ish. And I feel that if we would terminate the group or the work of the group right now, then we would leave something behind that is not excellently done now. Because what I think that we should do is refine our method and really prove that it could be used and make sure that it has been taken account of by whoever is following. On the other hand, I perfectly agree with Jim that I doubt that this very group is really in a position, no matter if we're talking about resources, knowledge, whatever, to perform more than a real kind of model case going through a specific analysis, not talking about a couple of analyses. So I'm kind of right in between. I think that is something that we should do in going on with our work. I doubt that this group has the right stuff, has enough time, and sometimes even has just the knowledge or even the permits to conduct any analysis that we might want to do or that this group has come up in his lists of certain threats that had to be analyzed, that any of those threats really could be analyzed by this very group. Thanks.
Thanks, Jörg. It's Mikey again. I decided to switch over to FreeMind for this. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier. Just following on what Jörg said and also thinking back about what Jim has said, I do agree, though, that we are at a crossroads and we do have to choose which way to go now. And I do understand that if we do want to move forward, we will require specific advice and knowledge that we probably do not have, at least among the regulars of this group. And that will require working outside and making use of the processes that we have developed for confidential information, for the handling of data, etc. I don't know. I just feel unfulfilled at the moment, having developed all of these things and passing it on without any knowledge or thoughts of whether it will be used or not, and with the concern that it might not be used and that the job that will follow on might not be performed as well as if we still had a hand into at least pointing it, and at least, I wouldn't say leading it, but I would say at least consulting on it. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. Jim, go ahead.
So I agree with I heard Olivia's concerns before, and listening to your talk too, I guess I'm pressing on a particular point here, and maybe the way that Olivia just said it is the right thing to do. I mean, taking a step back now, as you know, participating in with the leaders of this group, I do think it's important to recognize that this group is at a crossroads. For a variety of reasons, you know, the things that we've been talking about here. So, yes, I have kind of proposed a specific option, but there are those couple of other options. I mean, I would rather that this discussion focus on, I'll call it the problem that we should be solving, and we need to figure out what the right way is to do that. I guess I come from a, you know, my preference in terms of how ESSAC internally, you know, tends to work and how it does its thing. You know, we do our internal work through what we call our work parties. And so you get essentially a small design team of people out of the committee who progress work forward. And, you know, the committee either progresses the work or they don't. If they can't come to a conclusion, then you come back to the full committee and you say, well, you know, we can't find a path through this. And you either the work goes away, which is actually what happens in most cases, but sometimes, you know, suddenly somebody has a new idea, and so you end up getting reconstituted, and a new set of people go off, and they attempt to progress a piece of work. Now, I understand that many other groups in ICANN have a fair amount more formality that goes with how they conduct their business. And so, you know, I certainly want to respect that in our group here as we decide what to do. I am actually very concerned about participation in this group. You know, I mean, all long-running ICANN groups, in fact, actually any long-running volunteer group suffers, you know, fundamentally with participation. Unless it turns out to be something which is just so absolutely engaging. So I think that's an issue. You know, I mean, we've been around for 2 years, and now we're talking about digging in and doing some especially serious work, I think. And I question whether we've got the participants to do it. I think that we need to find a way to change that up. I might be proposing a somewhat hard-lined way of doing that, but there are certainly other ways to do it. And I think that we should be focusing on that here in this group. The second overall comment that I would make that I think it's important for us to consider is whether or not we actually have the right expertise among those who are currently in the group to conduct the analysis that we're talking about doing. I, you know, take Olivier's point there about, you know, he's feeling a certain now I actually forget the word that you used, Olivier, but, you know, we've put a lot of work into getting to where we are, and the idea that you wouldn't be able to follow through on that and maintain the institutional memory that goes with it, I certainly understand how that could be unsatisfying, you know. So I simply observe two things. I mean, in the option that I'm proposing, well, that just means that you make sure that you join the next group that comes around, assuming we, you know, finish off our document, polish it, and wait to, we look to the SOs to create a new group. You know, or we actually make a specific appeal back to our groups to reconstitute membership. You know, I mean, there's certainly different ways to do that. My final new point to put on the table here refers a little bit to process. I sort of want to ask this question. Initially, Olivia, you had responded to me by suggesting concerns about turning it over to the board, if you will, to follow through on work. Just as a process question out there, I don't know that that's not actually what I was suggesting, although I can understand how it might be interpreted that way. I mean, if this group were to go down the path of closing down, I would think that we could make specific recommendations, and then, you know, each of us as leaders in our groups would be able to push and follow through on those recommendations. But we could just isn't it possible that the groups themselves could immediately decide to pick up the next working group and move forward? I mean, we don't need board approval or staff approval to do that, right? I mean, the groups can simply choose to want to continue the work. And so we simply use this particular crossroads as a demarc. And so what I'm suggesting more of is rather than handing it over to the board to decide what to do, but that the groups could take that step back time to watch and see what the board committee is doing and what comes out of that, and then decide for itself how it wants to handle the recommendations that this group would make in how to move forward, and then step up, you reconstitute, get the right group of people, maybe seek to have an opportunity for some expert advice outside of the groups. I mean, so I intend that really as a process question, as an opportunity. So thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Wow, three people have their hands up. Bart, go ahead.
Ah, thank you. Sorry, I missed the first bit, but just two comments on what Jim just said. My first one is just a being involved in the chartering working group and in this one. This working group is probably the first one in ICANN's history where all SOs and ACs are participating. So what the ops group is doing right now is finding its way through uncharted waters. So that makes it difficult. This is a response to, say, your model of working, Jim, as you just described it. Say, the model of working in the other SOs and ACs is probably different, and the way the DSSA has been evolving is chartering its waters to... or chartering its way to waters nobody's ever been. So that's the first one. So that's why it's important. And I think based on that is my second comment as well. I fully agree. If you look at the charter, this working group can only go back to its SOs or constituting SOs and ACs. No matter what recommendation comes out of it, they always have to go back to the SOs and ACs who formed it. It cannot go directly to the board. So the SOs and ACs have to adopt the recommendations, and then it goes back to the board. That was just, say, my procedural remark.
Thanks, Bart. Jörg, go ahead. We'll wait for Jörg to get off mute.
Yeah, done so.
There you go.
Thanks, Jörg, for the transcript. I'm about to ask myself, what are we about to do, or what is the felt task we are still lacking? And I think the only thing we promised our organizations and the community was to make one pass using our methods to analyze a certain risk. So this is what I feel is missing and what we are talking about. Couldn't it be a solution to our problem that we, by which way and which means ever, just try to make sure that somebody is performing this very analysis with our method, be it a falling working group, be it a consultant, be it whoever, just make sure that this very method and this very processes we came up with are being used. And this could virtually do anybody, just as we should enable somebody to make it happen. And it may even be us constitute in a with different participants, if we feel, or Jim, for example, feels that we do not have the right people on board, so it could be a reconfigured DSSA, it could be the consultant that's been hired by the board's group, or whatever. Could this be a solution solver?
Thanks, Jörg. Let's see. I think it's Olivier followed by Jim. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier here. But three things. First point that Jim was making about dwindling membership. waning membership. I think that because the working of the group has been mostly, if not all, in process, some people have somehow fallen by the wayside. And yes, you look at the actual overall membership, the wider membership of the whole group is a lot larger than the actual active members that we've had, especially more recently. But that was, if I recall correctly, often a case of some members will step in when they will be required. So if a specific expertise, area of expertise is required, those members will be at hand to be able to start. That brings us to the expertise part. Do we have today in the regular membership, the regular active members, do we have the expertise required? I don't know, and probably not. Jim is absolutely right on this. Do we have in our wider membership the access to this expertise? I believe so. I think that the whole idea at the beginning when this group was created was that we would have the expertise at hand. We had the ability to reach those experts if we ever needed them, who could actually work in subgroups that were running, that were working on confidential information. So that's the second thing. And I do have a concern, of course, if you don't have the expertise on how to get that. The third one is, and just to close off the second point, the fact that we are at a crossroads might mean that now the process is finished. It's the actual validation of the process that needs to be moving forward. And that brings me to the third point that Jörg just said. I am also feeling a bit unfulfilled, I think is the word, of having not validated the process that we had developed as a group. And certainly one clear run of validation, which is what has already been proposed, is something which will effectively give us the a bit more knowledge on whether what we've been doing is just a very nice a fluffy dialogue or whether we've actually done something that holds the road and that would be used or could be used by anyone, any group following up. And that probably this validation, exactly as you have said, and I think it probably comes back to what Jim is saying, if we can have this validation done, come back to our respective SOs and ACs and see where we go from there for them to say, okay, we've got a validated model, what do we do now? And for them to perhaps be able to look at the work that will be performed by the board and by its consultants, at that point, we probably have a way forward.
Oh, you're fading out there, Olivier. You have to go into shouting mode.
Ah, did you hear the end of what I said?
No, you got to the really good punchline and then you faded away. Just do the last paragraph again.
Maybe I didn't have a punchline. Maybe I did not have one. That's why I just faded away and fade to black.
Fade to black. Well, you were doing really good. Let me just...
Just say, with regards to validation, if we can validate the model and if we can then, once we have a validated model, I think we probably have a much better leg to stand on to go back to our respective SOs and ACs for them to be able to make use of what we have. At the moment, we don't have a validated model. We just have a model that few people understand, and I'm really concerned that all the work that has been done by this working group will just fade back to black. Thank you.
Cool. Let's see. Jim, you're next.
Thank you. Rethinking what I was going to say after listening to Olivier. So I think I just heard both Olivier and Jörg say that it is important to make sure that the process that we put out there be exercised. And I think I just heard both say that it doesn't necessarily have to be this group in particular,
just as long as the SOs and ACs that have constituted this group make sure that that work gets done. Let me ask that question and just sort of test that for the moment and stop there. I accurately reflect what both of you guys have been saying. Thanks.
I stuck myself in the queue. Usually I talk all the time. This time I haven't been able to talk at all, so I decided I'd stick myself in the queue. And then we can circle back to that question for Jurg and Olivier. I think that one of the tricky things that's going on, and I'm not going to take notes on this because I can't talk and do notes at the same time, is that the board is doing and is chartering different work than the work that we are chartering. I know that the words look the same, and they especially looked the same in the first draft of their work plan, where basically they said, okay, we want to go do a risk assessment. But in the second draft of their work plan, it's quite a bit different. They're now focused a lot on the process stuff that we did. And if that board work had been done before we started, we probably would have been able, presuming it was done well, we could probably get right out of the blocks with a risk assessment and could have skipped the whole last 2 years, because presumably all of that process definition would have already been done. That's not the way it played out, and so I am betting that the reverse is going to happen, that the board work done by the consultants is going to steal a lot of the work that we've done for the risk assessment part of their report. I would be astonished if they didn't, and I would be astonished if they came up with something radically different than what we're proposing. I think the reason that that's important is because, well, several reasons. And another caveat, which is that the scope of the board's project is strictly within ICANN, the corporation. So it's basically defining how Patrick and the rest of the security people are going to do this stuff going forward. So we've got a kind of parallel projects with similar scope kind of problem, pretty similar to the problem that we had when the SSRRT was starting up. And one of the things that I keep thinking would be useful is sort of another round of good drawing that describe the difference between what the board's project is doing and what we're doing, kind of like the pictures that we drew when we approached the SSRT and said, well, your scope is this and our scope is that, right? And they went, yeah, right. And so off we went on our respective merry ways. I think that part of the board stuff, the issues that several folks have raised, including Olivier, on today's call, is just unclear chartering. I don't think that it's necessarily top-down / malicious. I think it's just not having clarity on the chartering part. And that's part of the reason why in the little list of things to do between now and Toronto, in that Word document that I'm not, oh yeah, you can see it. Oh, good. I shared my screen. Let me go back here. It seems to me that a lot of that trouble is coming out of this overlaps that's coming between us, and I think we need to sort that out. I think that's not something we can do on an ops call. I think we need to do a lot of work to get that squared away in conjunction with the board group and, in fact, with other people as well. But at least the way I understand what the board is doing, it does not overlap us a lot. It overlaps us a little bit, and I'll get to that in a minute. Now that I've got the screen working again. So then the question is, what seems to be kind of emerging is this notion of validating the model. And that is, don't we need to turn the crank once? And Jörg is right. We refined our report a little bit so that we said, well, we'd like to do all five of these, but we have to do one to make sure that it works before we hand it off to anybody. And I'm inclined to agree that without testing it, A, it would leave me a little unfulfilled, and B, I don't think that we would, I think that we would have a piece of work that sat on the shelf and nobody ever used, because nobody would know how to use it, including us. I think until we try out this thing that we've built, we don't know whether it works, and we certainly couldn't teach anybody else how to make it work. Then the question becomes, when to do that? And my inclination is to say, let's wait for the board's work to get done so that we don't accidentally, because, you know, while I'm expecting them to steal most of our process, I wouldn't expect them to accept our process exactly the way we've developed it. And, in fact, I would expect them to improve it. So what I'd like to do is learn from what they've done, fold that back into our process, do one turn of the crank, and then go back to the ACs and SOs. Now, putting that in a timeline, it seems to me that that means that this work doesn't really start until at least after Toronto, because it's going to take the board's consultant that long to get their work done. And so then the question is, how do we keep people interested and engaged? One way to approach this is to say, okay, everybody take a nap for 6 months. But my concern about disbanding and then letting the ACs and SOs reconstitute something is the amount of time it takes to spin something like this up. Bart's point about, you know, this happens, this is the first time this has ever happened, comes to mind here. It took a long time to get this thing running, and my concern would be that it wouldn't be 6 months, it would be two more years before we got back, and by then I think the energy and momentum would have completely dissipated. 2 years from now is an eternity in our industry. We were all, you know, we'll all have different email addresses and so on. So that's why I'm sort of leaning towards I'm leaning away from this one, because I think if we go ahead and test our methodology before a project that might refine that methodology is done, is just asking for trouble. I like option two, take a breather. There's plenty to do between now and Toronto. We've got, you know, that big list. But part of the clarity and balance, it seems to me, is ironing out the overlaps between these two projects. And then taking advantage of the work that the board did. And I'm still not keen on sort of, this is now badly worded, Jim, so don't feel like you have to defend this. This is my notes coming off of your riff at a call, one call ago. You know, our understanding is much clearer on this call. But I am a little concerned about sort of throwing the ball back to the ACs and SOs, because I think at least the GNSO right now is overwhelmed with other stuff, and I think it would be hard to get their attention on something like this, especially with the sales pitch that says, well, we didn't get done with our work. We took a break, but now we need you to re-endorse our work. I think they would scratch their heads and say, well, what are you guys doing? Because, you know, if you look at our charter, I'm with Olivier on this one. If you look at our charter is to do this. It's not to build this big process in the sky that we build. We had to do the process stuff in order to do the work. But without doing it once, I really don't think we're done. Sorry for the big long rant. Now I'll let Jurg and Olivier carry on. Jurg?
Okay, may I pick it up?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so Jurg for the transcript. I would just like to point you what I've written in the chat. And basically the question would be, couldn't it be a solution if we would try our methodology and do so once as we promised by just taking a look at the root server operation of ICANN? And the thing about why I came up with this very suggestion is that I feel that analyzing this very operation, we do have the right people, or we could just gather the right people to do so, because if you do want to perform any analysis, you would need to know how the actual operation is really being performed. So this is one particular example where our methodology, I feel, could really be tested. And not only it could be tested, it could also be staffed by the people we could somehow made to participate and make sure that our methodology is really being used by, for example, conducting this very analysis with the respective ICANN staff, like Patrick Jones, for example, maybe even with a hired consultant who might come up with certain different adoptions to the method, and probably with someone or even a group of participants of this very group. Couldn't this be a way forward that is feasible? Thanks.
I'm reminded of Ghostbusters when they said, don't cross the streams, but it's certainly a possibility. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier. I'd say yes to your suggestion, but I also have a question for Jim. I'm not quite sure if I grasped this correctly, but Jim, do you believe that we have or we do not have the expertise in this working group to go through one path at our method? Do we have the expertise? Do we have the data? Do we have the ability to actually make one path?
So Jim here, just to respond to your question. I actually don't know for certain. I'll say no based on the idea that I think it's a relatively specific skill set that one really should have if you're really going to do a risk analysis properly. On the other hand, I take your point from before when you said that if you look at just the current active participants, I think one can question whether or not we have the right expertise, but we do have a fairly broad community that participates, you know, both in this working group and in ICANN. I mean, certainly there's always an opportunity to reach out and see if there are people who actually would explicitly claim to have the skill and would want to jump in and be a part of the work. So I really don't, the answer to the question is I really don't know.
back to you, Olivier? Or are you done?
Mikey. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I was hoping for a yes or no, but I guess, yeah, it's hard. I think we are all at the moment, and myself similarly also, questioning whether we would be able to go through one path at this, and whether we do have the knowledge. The suggestion that Jörg made there is one that makes sense. And having our methodology tried, analyzing the root server operation of ICANN. Whether we would have the ability to do so or not, I don't know. Perhaps discussing it with a wider group later on this week, and or even sending something out to the list to find out if some of our more quiet members feel that they can contribute into that part at that point. Thank you.
Okay, the queue is clear. Does anybody find their positions changing as a result of this conversation and want to talk a bit about the change that they see? I'm intrigued by Jörg's idea. Oops, sorry. One way that could play out. Let's, you know, maybe build a timeline if we did that. Oops, sorry. A timeline might be we. Do housekeeping between now and Toronto, public comment, etc. Board consultant.
Mikey, it's Olivier.
Yeah, go ahead.
Typing. Thank you. I was just going to ask you for the reason why you think the working group should take a break whilst the consultant develops work. Is it because you're concerned that the model which the working group might have built will be superseded by the consultant's work, hence it would be useless or it'd be a waste of time to quantify and to validate the model if this was going to be changed? Or is there another reason?
It's mostly that. You know, presumably the consultant will bring, I mean, maybe the consultants will look at our stuff and say, that's terrific. We're completely in agreement with the way that you described how to do a risk assessment. Now, remember, the scope of their risk assessment is narrower than ours. I mean, one of the drawbacks to Jörg's idea is that completely places the scope of the two groups squarely on top of each other, whereas our scope is broader than just the ICANN root server, so bear that in mind. But even without that kind of scope overlap, I'm a little cautious about going ahead and doing work that might be rendered wrong by a report that's coming out merely months after we've started it. That's really my only concern, Olivier.
If I can follow up on this, Mikey.
Say again? Sorry, you're still really faint.
Sorry, if I can follow up on this, Mikey, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier again. We then run the risk, of course, that the consultant's findings doesn't square up with the work that we have done and that we end up with radically opposed or somehow opposed views and points, and then there'll be a question of who is right and what the our arbiter will be on this. So what do we do if that's the case?
Well, you know, that's part of the reason that I put this little phrase, map out overlaps and gaps, because I think we need to get this sorted out before Toronto. So that we don't, I think one of the worst outcomes would be basically a shooting contest between two groups, one being the DSSA and the other being this board-sanctioned consultant. I think it would be good to clarify that in advance, and that's part of the reason I'm so encouraged by the new work plan, is that a lot of that clarification took place in that session. My big struggle would be, I'm seeing chat. You know, I have this giant new screen. It makes everything so small. I didn't even see the chat. You want me apply to be the consultant? No, I don't do. I don't work for a living anymore. I'm spinning my wheels here. I'm going to finish my little timeline real quick. So, I mean, one way to view this is kind of like this, is to say, and this is sort of what I was trying to sketch out in that little Word document, is that we tidy up. We figure out the gaps and overlaps. We take care of public comment. We get the two projects aligned between now and Toronto. And then we take a hard look at what we've learned in Toronto and then make a decision about what to do about the risk assessment. I think the one thing that, well, I actually dislike two of these choices. I dislike the forge ahead one because of the worry that we'll waste people's time and do work that's then rendered invalid. And I'm also still not keen on stopping because of the difficulty of restarting. And so, in our preamble from the conversation before, you know, what we were saying is, look, you know, the pressure's off, the overlap is, you know, and this conversation is a perfect example that this overlap is making things complicated, and we need to resolve that. I think that what we need to do is take between now and Toronto to fix that confusion, and then at Toronto, check in and see what we do, and then decide at that point. But there you go. Okay, Olivier, two people. Olivier first, and then Bart. And then that's probably it, because we are at the top of the hour. Unless people don't have a hard stop and want to keep going.
No, this is Jim. I have a hard stop, and I really need to move on. But I'll hang for a couple more minutes here.
Okay, so we all have to be very brief. Olivier?
I'll make this brief. It's Olivier here. Have we asked the original co-signatories of the charter about what their point of view is on this, especially since
one of the main proponents of this working group is someone who is actually on the board now.
I've been holding off on that, but I did get a little sidebar a bar note from one of the chartering folks saying, is there anything I can do to help? Should I be concerned, et cetera, et cetera? So I think that that would be a very important thing to do, certainly before we go too far down the road on any of this. Bart, go ahead.
Just one reminder. I think what is interesting as well, to take it, say, in a broader context of, say, the total workload of the community and the capacity problems we say the whole ICANN environment is facing right now. And if, say, if from that perspective, to look into overlap is probably one of the wisest thing to do. Avoid overlap.
Yeah, avoiding.
But first, identify whether there is overlap.
Okay, gang, it's, as always, I love these calls, you know. This is such a cool group, and I think we're making real good progress. I certainly don't think we're done. And, Jim, you said absent consensus, we continue with our work as defined. I don't think we even have consensus on the work to be done, so I wouldn't worry about it. I think we just keep working this. This is, I think, extremely important, very useful conversation. One last question. Shall we just carry it on at the full group meeting? Shall I cancel the full group meeting to give us a little more time to sort this out? Any quick thoughts on that, and then we'll close.
I think we have to continue with the full group since we've opened the topic there and we didn't come to any conclusion last week. I kind of felt like we ran right up and over the top of the hour last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by far. And I think that by taking this topic for the full hour, mostly I think in the context of getting much like what we're doing today, getting feedback and reaction. What I'll try and do is smash some of this into a little bit easier to follow format, hopefully without disturbing the meaning of it for the Thursday meeting, and then we'll carry on there. But ultimately, this is a decision that needs to be made by the co-chairs, and so I think it's really helpful to get the reactions from the DSSA, but when push comes to shove, it's going to be this group that's going to have to decide. Okie dokie. Have a great time, gang. I'll see you on Thursday. Great call. Natalie, we can wrap this one up. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you all
very
on
much,
Thursday.
Mike.
All right. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Natalie. I'm going to let you close the room.